The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, on the morning of May 14th, 2021, Conti ransomware infiltrated the HSE IT system, and this cyber attack led to all IT systems within the service shutting down, forcing staff to revert back to pen and paper, and it impacted people right across the country. It was the largest known attack against a health service system in history, and it occurred during the pandemic, if you remember back to 2021. And the cost of it is estimated to be around €102 million. News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly is here now to look back at the true impact of this cyber attack and ask why it's front of mind as Ireland prepares for the EU presidency. Jess, you're taking us back to dark days now, because
I know.
Do you remember at that point where we were with the unmentionable at the time,
yes,
with the pandemic, let's just say it. It just felt like the end of days then when the ransomware attack happened on top of it.
It did, because again, to try and wind your mind back, the vaccine rollout programme was kind of gaining a bit of momentum. We were in between lockdowns. It felt like maybe there's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel here. We just need to keep calm, carry on. But there was still a level of apprehension in the air. However, on the fateful day, the 14th of May, I remember listening to News Talk. The news kicked off at 7 o'clock and it was that HSE services are down. So not only was HSE.ie down, but I spoke subsequently to staff members who told me they were locked out of not only their email accounts, but their devices in their entirety. Patients were showing up for scheduled appointments and there was no way to track, well, Clare Byrne is here, she's meant to be here, because the systems were down.
Mm-hmm.
Some hospitals had shimmied away from the traditional paper records in favour of digital systems. There were some instances where the paper records couldn't be found at the right time. There was also, as you said, pandemic measures in place in hospitals. So the hospitals were already juggling an awful lot. The health system was juggling an awful lot. And then this spanner was thrown into the works, which caused chaos not only in the immediate term, but also for a long period of time afterwards as well.
So what do we know now about what exactly happened?
It all started very simply. And this is something that I think made a lot of us sit up straight. So the attack itself, the ransomware was executed on the 14th of May. However, the cyber attackers infiltrated the system on the 18th of March. And they gained access to the system because somebody opened an email.
Mm, as simple as that.
Somebody, it was a phishing attempt. I believe that it was made to look like it was from a legitimate, you know, they had no reason to doubt the legitimacy of the email, opened an attachment, and this invisible piece of ransomware just gained access to the system. What's fascinating about this, though, and this is where I love the details, I'm a details person. So the email was opened on the 18th of March. The first movement by the attackers within the HSE digital infrastructure didn't happen until the 7th of May.
So why were they sitting in there for so long?
Because even though they, you know, huge holes were found in the HSE cyber integrity, they didn't want to trip any wires. So the attackers gain access to the system and they lie in wait. They make sure that there's no alarms or triggers or tripwires, you know, set off in the immediate term. Once they know they have access to the system, then on the 7th of May, they start to explore. And if you can picture kind of like Pac-Man, mm-hmm, the way he just goes around the system, down the little corridors and so on, that's what this ransomware enabled them to do. So on the 8th of May then, they compromised 6 voluntary and 1 statutory hospital. And it wasn't until the 12th of May that they browsed folders and opened files on the HSE system. And this was not only the inconvenient side of the lockdown of the HSE files, but think of the level of data that hospitals have.
That they had access to, yeah.
It was significant. But then, as we know, as I said, on the 14th, this Conti ransomware was executed. So ransomware, we've spoken so many times on the station over the years about different kinds of cyber attack. So there's the annoying text messages and the annoying scam emails. There's people infiltrating Instagram and WhatsApp and other social profiles. This is a next level up. So Conti is a piece of software that is remotely and, you know, invisibly installed. And ransomware is what it sounds like. So it has the potential to lock down an entire system in lieu of payment. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a whole side to the cyber terrorism world that is very, very murky, because not only do you have serious, sophisticated gangs who do this every single day of the week, you also have this thing called ransomware as a service, where you have people who could be sitting in their bedroom or in their mother's living room and will go onto the dark web, purchase this software and execute it themselves. And they're not sophisticated and they are not used to doing this. And they could accidentally delete the entire system, even if you do pay the ransom. So it took a little while to try and identify who and what was behind this this particular attack, because the fingerprints of it were kind of hard to detect to begin with. A war room was put together a few years ago on Tech Talk. I went down to the National Emergency Coordination Centre, which is where a group, different bodies come together. So obviously you had the HSC, you had the National Cybersecurity Centre, you had An Garda Síochána, you had the government, you had everybody coming together to try and put a bit of a response in place. But what made that really difficult was not everybody is obviously based in Dublin, which is where the Emergency Coordination Centre was. And people looking to dial in couldn't access their email accounts. There was also serious concerns about the integrity of the devices that had been issued by various organisations. So it was a real sort of catch-22. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Anyway, the investigation began and it was found that your Eastern European Russian Federation organisation called Wizard Spider was behind this attack. And there was a lot of talk about whether or not Ireland should ethically pay a ransom to these terrorists. Because
did we ever get the answer to that question?
They say we did not pay the ransom. It is believed that when the scale of the devastation, given the pandemic conditions, was appreciated, the decryption key was handed over. So
the gang found a heart.
They found a heart and they handed it over. Now, so the files were decrypted. The issue here with ransomware is, as I said a second ago, you don't know that even if you do pay a ransom, whether the files will still be in fully there. They could delete them. There could be ransomware or malware left on the system. So it wasn't a case of when we got the decryption key, you just type in the numbers and letters and off you go. It took a huge amount of time for this recovery process to go on, to the point where, so again, we're in May 2021. It wasn't until September 2021 when 100% of the servers were fully decrypted. And then eventually bits and pieces came back online. But if you had a baby during this time, I know people who had kids during this time and they couldn't register that birth. I know people who were going through dialysis and they had their services massively disrupted. We know a lot of people who were attending screenings didn't put themselves forward because of the scramble and the mess of the place. So it did have consequences beyond the actual infrastructure. It impacted lives.
And now as we come towards the European Union presidency, yes, which we will hold from July for 6 months, how ready is Ireland Inc? How protected are we?
Well, this is a huge question. Cybersecurity is going to be front of mind, and it has been for some time, not only in relation to the presidency, but also in the wake of this attack. It made people sit up straight. So we do face high-level threats from whether it's state-sponsored cyber espionage. There could be disruption. There could be mis- and disinformation online. There's also the potential for further ransomware attacks on critical infrastructure. Now, since the ransomware attack on the HSE, I've spoken numerous times to the director of the National Cybersecurity Centre, who has said that Ireland, every day of the week, there are attempts and attempted attacks, but they don't hit the headlines because they are caught, killed and disposed of before they have the level of disruption that was caused at the HSE. They are constantly collaborating with Interpol, the FBI, other international bodies to identify trends, mm-hmm, and to see the types of cyber attacks that are coming down the tracks, because AI is making this synonymous now. It's absolutely everywhere you go online. So they are constantly on the lookout, and there's been significant investment in our cyber infrastructure.
You'd hope, yeah.
You'd hope. But again, you cannot say it's never going to happen again. And you can just hope that the lessons that have been learned from this horrific attack have, you know, led to new things being implemented, better resiliency in the system, and then also a better response time as well in terms of the disruption.
Jess, thank you so much. That's Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.